Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for March 28, 2024, from 2 John. Blessings of grace, mercy, and peace, grounded in truth and love. Previously, we heard about the enduring nature of truth deeply rooted in God Himself, as affirmed by Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 6. The concept of abiding in Christ is exemplified through the Lord's Supper in John chapter 6, verse 56, which emphasizes the intimate connections that believers have with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through His Word and Sacrament. This Word of God is the truth as it's echoed in Psalm chapter 119, which serves as an unwavering foundation for the Christian faith, guiding believers toward righteousness and eternal life. So let's continue with John's second letter from 2 John, verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son in truth and love. In this verse, John expresses a blessing upon the recipients, invoking the presence of grace, mercy, and peace. This blessing originates from God the Father and Jesus Christ, emphasizing the divine source of these spiritual gifts. The phrase in truth and love underscores the foundation upon which these blessings are bestowed, highlighting the importance of truth and love in the Christian faith. But let's dive a little bit deeper into all of this, and let's start with the word grace. The best Bible verse to articulate that is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. Now, grace is a key word. It means that we receive what God gives. Without grace, we could not stand in the presence of God. Grace refers to the unmerited favor and kindness of God toward humanity. It is God's benevolence and love freely given to people, even though they don't deserve it. The next word, mercy. And let's pick this up from Titus chapter 3, verse 5. He saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to His own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. I love this passage from Titus chapter 3, verse 5, because it's a beautiful passage that connects God's mercy with holy baptism. Mercy differentiates from grace by taking away the punishment we deserve. The next word is peace. In a Christian context, peace refers to a state of inner tranquility, harmony, and reconciliation with God and other people. God's peace is indeed beyond our human understanding, as Paul notes in Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The next words, truth and love. Well, truth in a Christian context refers to the reality and reliability of God's holy word, which is that word of God. It represents an absence of falsehood or deception and serves as a foundation for the gift of faith that Christians have received. And then you have love. Love is that central concept in Christianity, often described as the highest virtue and commandment. It involves selfless affection, compassion, and care for others, which is perfected in God's love for humanity through the sacrificial death of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. God's peace and many blessings be with you, and thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.